voting starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 8 p.m. And they need to be aware that Sunday is the regular time as well, 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Judges are in place. We are ready to go.
And Saturday, there's Saturday voting as well?
Saturday as well. We will go from June 12th through June 19th. That includes the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. And in terms of procedures in the actual process within each polling place, what's different about early voting compared to what people will expect on June 24th?
Well, of course, early voting was created for the convenience of voters, for those that may work weekends or work odd hours. There are 8 additional days that they can exercise their right to vote. And, of course, the absentee process is available, as well as Election Day. So there are at least 9 days of voting. We don't expect any lines. We do have every early voting site well-staffed, and judges have been trained and ready for the voters to come. In most cases, they should be able to walk in, register at the desk, go to the machine and vote, and be out within 10 minutes.
And what about ID? Do you have to present any sort of ID or anything like that?
No, in the state of Maryland, we don't require ID, only for first-time voters that did not present that when they registered. If anyone is in line at the close of voting, which is at 8 p.m., all persons that are in line will be able to vote before they leave the polling place.
And last thing, does early voting benefit any particular party, or why is it good for the process?
Well, I believe it's good because other than that, you would have the one-day process, and so many emergencies with families occur, and this gives persons an opportunity to vote more than one day. And, of course, we do have our seniors that feel better on one day than they do on another. So that gives them several additional days to decide that they feel well enough to go to the polling site.
Okay, and so you would say no excuses for anybody to miss out because you got a whole week of early voting and you got June 24th, too.
There is no excuse for voters in the state of Maryland not to come out and exercise their right to vote. Every opportunity has been put forth for them to exercise that right to vote.
And is there anything else you want to add about the process that I didn't ask, perhaps?
No. Well, we do have one more new early voting site this year, and that's the University of Maryland, Baltimore. That site is a preferred walk-up site because of the limited parking. But we wanted to do something in the downtown area for persons that lived in that community. So we do have 6 sites this year, University of Baltimore, Maritime on Sinclair and Moravia. We have Public Safety, Northern Parkway and Park Heights, St. Bridges on East Street, the League for People with Disabilities on Cold Spring and the Alameda, as well as Edmondson High School in the rear of that building. So there's every opportunity for folk to come from their community. All sites are within 4 miles. There's a site available to them, so we encourage them to come out and vote. And okay, we are ready for Election Day. 296 precincts. We've been monitoring those. Everything is ready to go for the June 24th election as well.